Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, October 31st, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and today, as is the case each day, we want to share a message that we hope will encourage you. We title today's message, The Light Still Shines. And we use two scripture texts, both the words of our Lord Jesus from Matthew 5, verse 16, and John 12, verse 35.
In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Walk while you have the light before darkness overtakes you.
Today, hundreds of millions of believers all around the globe will seek to live for God. Yesterday, a sister in Kenya wrote to us her confession of faith based on a recent message. It blessed us. I will never turn back. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. End quote. Well, on this morning, a reader from Singapore declares, in this global financial crisis, or chaos, she says, in a world full of speculation, only God's word is certain. Amen to that as well.
We tend to think of church as either a building where religious services are held, or more properly, the group of people who meet together to worship God. While we strongly believe in the institutional aspect of the church and the importance of meeting together regularly, the church is so much more than just this depiction.
The church is the community of the redeemed who recognize their heavenly citizenship. The church is active today all over our world as the redeemed let the light of Christ shine through their lives. The light shines all the brighter outside the walls of a church building due to the intense darkness of the world.
But we share a word of caution from Jesus. John 12:35, he says, "Walk while you have the light before darkness overtakes you." Well, it seems darkness is overtaking many. Even among those who confess Jesus Christ is their Savior, moral confusion abounds. Indeed, we live in a world where wrong seems right and priorities can be so easily misaligned. In this great cosmic battle between light and darkness, we need to walk steadfastly in the light of Christ and in the knowledge of His Word.
We want to consider the power of the Word planted deep in the hearts of Christ's followers. It is planted in a variety of ways, but I believe a key component is being exposed to it. Sure, there are times of concerted memorization, intense study, and accelerated spiritual growth. But we believe God's Word can minister to us when we allow ourselves to be regularly and systematically exposed to it. I have listened to thousands of sermons and spent thousands of hours reading and studying the Bible. Well, frankly and honestly, I can specifically only recall a few of those sermons. Or I can read the Word of God and even moments later forget what I just read. Well, does this mean it's a waste of time? Of course not. I have placed myself in exposure to God's Word. The point today, keep your eyes, ears, and hearts exposed to God's Word. You never know how He may speak to you and rekindle the light that this world so desperately needs to see in us. We end with the hymn before Brooksine prayers in our message portion today. I'm not going to sing it, but you'll recognize that. I hope it's a song that you've sung. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey.
Let's all pray together. Lord Jesus, as I commit myself to You this day, I ask that You make me a glowing ember of Your truth, Your wisdom, and Your compassionate mercy. I want my light to shine for You so that all glory will be directed back to You, my source of light. If I find myself in the midst of a circle of employees engaged in ungodly conversation, help me not to try to blend in. but rather help me to be the light of your glory in my conversation, full of grace seasoned with salt, so that I will know how to respond to each person. I ask that you would reveal to me any false motivation for carrying out good deeds. Remind me that it is for your glory that I do these things. It is neither for the praise of others nor for personal advancement. Lord, help me to reach just one today with an unexpected act of kindness that will direct the recipient's thoughts toward my Father in heaven. It is in your name, Jesus, that I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brooksine, for sharing your prayer today. It's really a thoughtful expression. We purposefully word in the first person in order that you may join us and make it your prayer as well. Well, we're on the web at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we prepared for Friday, October 31st, 2008. If you go to our site today, you'll find some music that we believe reinforces today's message, as well as some photos. And specifically today, we have several photos up, four of them, of our drive yesterday. We were going from chaplain location to chaplain location, beginning up in Lebanon County, leaving from her home up in Lebanon County, and then through Lebanon into eastern Lancaster County and back home. And my, do we have some beautiful views along the way, particularly this fall season. Those pictures are available on the site today. Thank you for joining us. May God encourage you as you let your light shine today.